I was hoping this was going to be a good place to shelter, but it's not. It's just going to act like a wind funnel. I need to think again and get out of here pretty fast now.
As it grows darker, a storm once again is moving in. I've got minutes before it's going to hit me.
Let's keep moving, so I've got to get off here soon.
Already temperatures are minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit. There is no sign of shelter, and this storm is getting worse. There's probably just 30 minutes of daylight left. On a glacier in Iceland. A blizzard has come in, and if you were here, you'd need to find shelter fast. It's minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit, but winds of 50 mile an hour make it much colder.
But the wind's not only my enemy, it can also be my friend. And what happens when the wind blows over these sort of ridges, if you look up here, it builds up a load of snow on the leeward side of it, on the side out of the wind. And I can use that snow then to dig into and create like a little snow cave.
A couple of years ago, a snowmobiler got separated from his friends during a blizzard. He managed to stay alive for 48 hours before rescue came, because he got out of the wind by digging himself a snow hole.
This is definitely harder work without any form of shovel. But all of this snow is quite nice and loose. And the bits that are coming out of blocks like this, I'm going to keep so I can use those to then dam up the entrance at the end.
You should keep your pace steady. If you allow sweat to freeze on your body, hypothermia will come on twice as fast.